How's everything going down in Mobile?
It's going pretty good. You know, trying to learn the defense a little bit. You know, just trying to get adjusted well and get ready for the game.
What's been the toughest part down there so far?
Probably, you know, just when you meet, you know, when you meet with all the teams and stuff like that, just, you know, handling that in practice. So I think that's probably been the hardest thing so far.
You mean tougher, like just talking to all the scouts and all the team, or so off the field stuff?
Yeah, handling both the on the field and off the field stuff. You know, especially, you know, after practice or right before practice, you know, you don't have, really haven't had a whole lot of downtime, really. So, you know, just got something you got to be able to handle.
How much pressure do you feel on yourself through this week?
You know, I feel like, you know, pressure is anything that you put on yourself, you know, that makes you play better or perform better. You know, I don't really feel. I do feel some pressure, but, you know, I'm like scared of it. You know, I accept it. You know, I'm ready for it. I feel like that you have to be able to handle it, you know, in this type of situation.
So say, let's just hypothetically say you make a mistake on the field. How much does that get to you?
It only gets to me until the next play. You know, that's all you can do. You know, because that player, you know, is in the past. There's nothing you can do about that. So it only gets to me until the next play.
What's the sense you're getting from people around there about kind of your stock?
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's in the middle, you know, because, you know, I feel like some people, you know, really like me, and some people really don't know about me or are unsure about me. So, you know, like I think I have, you know, this game and the combine and pro day, you know, to try to change their minds.
What's the biggest thing? You're talking pro day and combine coming up. Those are huge for everybody, especially for a guy like you. You said you don't know exactly where you're at. I mean, you can really knock some people away at those. What's the biggest thing you feel you need to show people?
You know, just to show more people that I'm a complete player, you know, show them that, you know, that I can play, I can drive back in the pass and be effective and, you know, and maybe call a turnover, or I can definitely play the run, you know, and stop the run. You know, I feel like, you know, whatever, you know, they need to see, you know, obviously we don't get the blitz in this game, but if they want the blitz in this game, you know, I would be ready to do that too. So it really doesn't matter to me.
That's what I've been reading about. I mean, I've watched you for all of your years at Michigan State, and that's what I've been reading, how you are amazing against the run. You're probably the best inside blitzer of a linebacker that they have there down at the Senior Bowl. That's what I've read this week. And I know that pass coverage would be your only weakness, if there is one. How much did you put in to that this last year? You got your first interception, actually got two in that same game.
Yeah, I put a lot into it, you know, and I'm still working on it, you know. I'm training out in Orlando, and, you know, I'm getting extra time in my job coaches, you know, and going over with the guy that I'm working out with there, you know. I'm doing extra stuff, you know, to work, to open my hips more, get more depth, you know, my drops, you know, playing better man-to-man coverage. You know, I'm working really, really hard, to make my weaknesses some type of strength.
Talking with Greg Jones, linebacker from Michigan State, here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Now, Greg, I love to watch the combine. Like, I'll sit down and watch all of it on the NFL Network, but I hate the fact that it changes over to all the numbers. What can you run in the 40? How many reps can you do? What are you at in the cone drill? Whereas some guys are just better to watch on tape. What's your takeaway from all of that?
It's crazy, you know, because, you know, for some guys, you know, they can show you, you know, how athletic you are, or, you know, what you can do, you know, but, you know, honestly, don't think any of that really turns over to football. You know, personally, I just don't think it does, because, you know, if all we did was, you know, was bench and run the 40, then, you know, I mean, we would be, you know, in the Olympic level, you know, when it comes to that type of stuff. But we're not, you know, we're football players. I mean, that's the sport that we play, you know. And I think, you know, some of that stuff, you know, it's just a test. In my mind, it's just a test, you know. It's not going to make you a better player or anything like that, you know. It's just a test.
How prepared are you for that test?
I think I'm very prepared, you know. I think when that time comes, you know, I'll be very prepared. I'll be very confident in what I'm going to do. You know, all I got to do is just make it happen.
It wouldn't be right if I let you go before asking about your feelings from that bowl game against Alabama. How bad of a loss was that for you personally?
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad, especially because I thought that it would be a lot closer, and I thought that we would win. You know, obviously, like most players, you know, I don't go in any game thinking I'm going to lose. So, and I really thought that, you know, we were going to come into that game, be comfortable with, you know, being in Orlando, you know, being third game there. So, be very comfortable with that, you know, come into that game and try to pull out a win.
Yeah, I know that must have been rough. You made the decision last year to come back in lots of people. It was a huge decision. Fans loved it. How do you feel after coming back through that last season?
I feel great. You know, I feel really great. You know, for me, you know, it was an experience thing. You know, I feel like I have the experience now to carry me on to the next level. And I felt like I needed that, you know, in order to do that. And I don't know what other people were thinking, you know, and anything like that, but you know, me personally, you know, I feel like I needed that, and I'm very happy about my decision.
As are most of the fans, and I'm sure all of your coaches from this last season too, and teammates. Have you gotten any advice, help from guys who've been through this in the last few years?
No, not really, you know. If anything, just when people ask me how it is, you know, like my family stuff, but I haven't really got any advice. You know, I'm kind of just trying to take it and run with it. You know, I haven't really been doing anything. Like, I haven't been asking anybody, I should say, for advice or anything like that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I wish you the best of luck down there. I know once people are able to actually meet you, talk to you, see you on the field, if they haven't seen you and aren't in love with you already, they probably will be. And I look forward to seeing what you do in the Senior Bowl and then again at Pro Day and at the Combine. And, Greg, I just wish you the best of luck here coming in the next few months. Thank you a lot for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
All right. Take care and good luck, man.
Thank you. Bye.